producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Six debates now. Why should the networks continue getting rich on these debates? Give some to the wounded horse and making a fortune. Let's see how much money Fox is going to make on the debate without me, okay?
Wow, Donald Trump sticks it to Fox. In the meantime, we've got a siege going on in Oregon. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Trump quitting the Fox debate after he says the networks ripped him is huge news because he says, I'm not going to go Thursday night. I'm not going to do it. And this is the deal. Roger Ailes, I'm sure, is going back and forth on this whole thing, I would suppose. You know, what he's saying is the network mocked his threat not to attend because he believes that host Megyn Kelly is biased against him. He even said, we learned from a secret back channel that the Ayatollah and Putin both intend to treat Donald Trump unfairly when they meet with him if he becomes president. That was sort of a comment that Fox said in a tongue-in-cheek statement, they say. And so anyway, so this started the whole, once again, Donald Trump controlling what happens with the networks. And remember, this was a CNN thing, too. But the CNN debate went on. And he is right that Fox will make a ton of money with the ads they sell. And he's one of the big drawing cards. There's no, you know, question about that. I'm certain that the withdrawal has a rippling effect, I think, as far as ratings are concerned, anyway. We've got Justin Duckham with us from Talk Media News in Washington, D.C. Justin, so you heard the latest from the Donald. He decides to trump Fox and pull out of this debate on Thursday. But we've seen this before from Trump. Do you think they get him back in?
You know, that's a very good question. And right now it doesn't necessarily look that likely. The previous time he pulled this threat was with CNBC. Initially, they wanted to have a three-hour-long debate, but he said he was only going to participate for a two-hour-long debate.
Yeah.
And along with him and Ben Carson, they both threatened to boycott and ultimately made CNBC come back. This time, it's a much different sort of scenario, one where in Fox would essentially probably have to, you know, ditch Megyn Kelly or have to get Megyn Kelly to agree to treat him, you know, more fairly in his perspective. And that's something that Fox probably doesn't necessarily want to do. Megyn Kelly is, of course, one of their big stars, somebody who they have been, you know, very protective about when Donald Trump has gone after her. So I don't necessarily see where exactly they can find, you know, common ground on this issue. And perhaps what's really interesting is we're hearing, you know, I guess reports right now that apparently Donald Trump is not taking calls from Roger Ailes and is saying that he is only going to be dealing with Rupert Murdoch at this point in time, and that, you know, he's the only person from the Fox network who he will be speaking with. So pretty interesting stuff, to say the least.
Yeah, no kidding. And here's the thing, and you said it, Megyn Kelly is the big star at Fox. She gets ratings. She was just on the cover of Vanity Fair. And I think they'll do what they can to protect her despite the money that is there. And that we know with the things that he says, he's absolutely some people are rubbernecking to listen still to Donald Trump. So, you know, here's the thing. We're pretty close to this whole Iowa deal. So do you think he loses in any way by not being part of the debate? I would say no, because he's already so big and he's out there every day. But some people might disagree.
Well, you know, he famously said a few days ago that even if he had shot somebody on Fifth Avenue, he would not really lose any support. And I think this is probably, hey, and I think it's about the same way. You know, he can threaten to walk off a debate on Fox News over, you know, somebody who's really sort of a, you know, conservative dream girl in a lot of these more right-leaning circles, which is Megyn Kelly. You know, somebody who is a very, you know, intense and very interesting broadcast personality and, you know, essentially get away with it consequence-free. And I think right now, you know, if we look at it, if we look at him being 41% nationally, he's not really going to, you know, probably lose much from this. And I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how this goes exactly. I think Fox may benefit because I think a lot of people are going to be curious to see what this is going to look like. But, you know, essentially, you know, where he stands right now, this may actually be good just because he removes any risk of possibly, you know, being hurt by any sort of debate performance. And, you know, his absence on the stage is going to keep, you know, the entire message of debate all about Donald Trump, which is something that he has certainly been trying to achieve for quite some time.
Absolutely. Monday was the last debate before the Iowa caucuses for the Democrats. Who do you think won, and what was the buzz over, you know, Hillary Clinton and Sanders? And I guess throw O'Malley in there, because certainly he did the town hall thing. It was a town hall deal, not really a debate. What was the reaction to that in D.C.?
You know, the reaction to that is, you know, essentially kind of what you'd expect at this point. There's sort of a growing schism, obviously, between the party over, you know, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders as Bernie Sanders continues to, you know, gain traction in the early states. And I think there's a lot of people who were, you know, very eager to try to get Hillary a win on this, particularly within sort of the establishment of the Democratic Party. And I think it's sort of a reflection right now that there is some serious concern that ultimately, you know, Bernie Sanders could get the nomination or could bruise Hillary Clinton in the primary process. You know, and either one of those would certainly sort of spell bad news for Democrats come the general election. So I think this is something that we're going to see for quite some time. I think, of course, Sanders is probably going to do very well in the early states. We know he's leading very heavily in New Hampshire, is doing very well in Iowa as well. Clinton is maintaining that she's going to be able to do well in Super Tuesday states and beyond. But right now it really is just sort of a, you know, a perilous time for both parties in the sense that there really is no sense that there is sort of an authority figure on either side of things. There's no obvious candidate for either one. And that's, you know, a much different view of this election than we had just at the beginning of, you know, 2015, where it was almost all but certain that this was going to be a race between Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. Big story that unfolded on Tuesday was the arrest, seven arrested, now facing this federal felony charge, of course, of conspiracy to impede officers, that's a direct charge of the United States, from discharging their duties through the use of force, intimidation, or threats. This has happened with the whole Bundy thing. It's been 25 days. Amon Bundy especially was cuffed and arrested. He led that army occupation for that whole time. Somebody was killed, one of their own apparently killed, so they pulled them over basically in cars and ordered them to surrender. So this whole thing is over. This was near Burns in Portland, well, in Oregon. With this controversy over government, and they say government land grab, etc., what's been the talk in D.C. over this nonsense?
Well, you know, this is obviously still sort of a developing, you know, situation right now. A lot of people obviously wanted this to end without, you know, any violent confrontation, since you know that when that happens, you know, things can very quickly spin out of control, or there could be instances in where, you know, people who are supporters of them could be, you know, radicalized. That was certainly something that happened back in, you know, 96 with the Oklahoma City bombing. That was, you know, largely a direct result of what I believe Timothy McVeigh and his, you know, accomplices viewed were sort of an overstep of the federal government when it came to the Ruby Ridge situation. And so that, of course, is sort of disconcerting right now. We do know that there was one person who was killed in this altercation,
yeah.
Lavoie Finnegan, who was a pretty big member of the armed group who took things over.
Yeah, and crazy. We're out of time. That's
all
big.
Right.
That was big. We're out of time.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In our final segment of the hour, just for fun, and hopefully some of you got the memo. If not, we'll have fun anyway. But the Pro Bowl is on in between the Super Bowl and these championship games, because we know it's Denver and the Panthers. So we'll do a nail the score thing. Maybe somebody wins a computer. You never know. Somebody could get lucky, and how cool would that be? So to me, what we started to talk about there with Justin Duckham was pretty significant. The fact that, you know, Donald Trump, it's as Donald Trump speaks, the world turns. And whether it turns some people's stomachs and whether some are just elated over it, there's no question. I mean, listen, he's the buzz in the land. He's the buzz in the land. Everybody's talking about Donald Trump. You have this Bundy deal. Bundy was arrested with the militiamen and the shooting in Oregon, the standoff, and one person killed. And that's huge because this has been coming now for weeks, or it's been a long time with the standoff. But still, Trump bolting from the Fox News debate really jumps into the minds of everybody, because, you know, here's the thing. This is probably the first time, too, that for the network, I'm sure deep down they want Donald Trump to be part of it. But Megyn Kelly is their baby, so why would they completely bend over backwards to what he's wanting from Megyn Kelly? The answer is, of course, they won't do it. In fact, let's go a little bit deeper. Here's what Trump said about Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly is a lightweight. This is a lightweight. This is not a reporter. This, to me, is just a lightweight. Megyn Kelly shouldn't be in the debate. I don't care about Megyn. When Megyn Kelly didn't ask me a question, she made a statement last time, I thought it was inappropriate. Everybody said I won the debate. Everybody said I won the last debate. They said I won all of the debates.
I mean, so... there you go. You heard what he said. That, you know, she made a statement, didn't ask a question, blah, blah, blah. So I don't believe that there's any way, whether it's Rupert Murdoch, which is what, you know, what we just heard there, that Murdoch is the guy who would deal with Trump because he says he won't deal with Roger Ailes. So if it's not Roger Ailes, the guy running the network, I still can't imagine that Rupert Murdoch is going to say, yeah, we'll just let's put somebody else in place of Megyn Kelly. I don't think so. But in the meantime, the Reuters rolling poll has Trump at 40%, Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, 15.2%, Marco Rubio, 9.2%, and the numbers just get uglier from there. You know, single low digits for possible Republican presidential candidates. Who's the possible nominee? And the lower the number, you just got to think, even though this is results season, sometimes you can see something different from the polls. I can't imagine the polls. Now, there would be the shocker. If, for some reason, Trump didn't win in Iowa, that would be a big deal. If he didn't win the caucuses, then he goes to New Hampshire. A big deal that it would tumble him, no. But a big deal that, wow, you've got to be kidding me, after he captivated so much attention, commanded it, tweeted, was controversial, said what he thought, whether you liked it or not, that would be a stunning blow. And with Iowans, it's possible. Those caucuses can kind of turn up anything. He certainly wouldn't be out of the money. I can't imagine he wouldn't be second if he wasn't first. But I still think it would be a pretty big deal if he didn't come in first. Not tanking him, but a shocker, that's for sure. I mean, a real shocker. And more people are coming out, by the way, to endorse Donald Trump. Sheriff Joe, you know, in Arizona, he's backing Donald Trump because one of the things that he talks about, that Trump talks about, is the wall, building the wall, and I'll make Mexico pay for it. So Joe Arpaio likes Donald Trump. I mean, he's a hardliner. He's anti-immigration. He's the sheriff from Maricopa County. And he's going to appear with Trump in Iowa, and actually he did. He actually did appear with Trump and has continued to support him, and he endorsed him, and Arpaio is a pretty big name, and especially for people who don't like what's happening with immigration in this country, he has a voice. So that's an interesting endorsement for him to get. I mean, that's a big endorsement because of the immigration deal. So he's collecting some pretty interesting followers. More than on Twitter. People who are willing to go out there and stump for him a little bit and use whatever posse they have, I'll call it, or tribe, as you call it when you're building fans, whatever tribe they have to try to influence, I suppose, is probably the best way to say it. In the meantime, a few more details, because we'll bounce around here. I think the big deal is definitely still Trump, because, man, no Trump. And here's a question to all of you. No Trump in the debate? Are you watching? If you're a rubbernecker who's just curious, if you just want to hear more of Trump, you want to hear more of the gang and what they say, does this dissuade you from watching the Fox debate? Because he's the catalyst. Let's face it, he's the prodder. That changes the dynamics, that's for certain. All right, just to re-rack this so you really get the full sense of the details, the Oregon militia that was holed up, one member was shot dead. A routine traffic stop escalated with a shootout with the FBI that ended with the leader, Eamon Bundy, arrested and his brother, Ryan, wounded. Ryan Bundy was wounded. So a bunch of others, three others, were also detained. They're charged with, as I said, conspiracy to impede federal officers. They're still debating on who opened fire. The hospital and the highway are on lockdown, or they certainly were. I think that's being lifted. This is 3 weeks after the Bundy brothers had an occupation of a federal building in Burns, Oregon, to protest two ranchers being jailed. So now I think you get the whole picture in case you were confused about what we were talking about at the top. And this is an interesting fair or foul, what happened here. I'm willing to say that over the top brothers, and too bad that somebody comes to an untimely death as a result of this. But this has been weeks in coming, and there's the climatic end to it. So what happens from here, what happens in court will be interesting to watch, you know. And the protests, will they really amount to anything in the end? Will it actually do anything to shine a flashlight on or a bigger light on what they're talking about? Because remember, they took over this National Wildlife Refuge January 2nd. After a protest, there was a peaceful protest in Burns, Oregon, over the conviction of the two local ranchers on arson charges. Now, they did light the land on fire. Dwight Hammond and his son said they lit the fires on the federal land in 2001 and 2006 to reduce the growth of these invasive plants and to protect their property from wildfires. They were convicted 3 years ago. They did some time. The father, 3 months. The son, 1 year. But then in October, a federal judge in Oregon ruled that the terms were too short, if you looked at the letter of the law, and ordered them back to prison for 4 years each. And that's how the Bundy, I'll call it the Bundy group, got involved in this. After that happened. So now here's what you've got. Here you've got somebody dead, you've got one brother injured, and you have a bunch of arrests. And sorting this out, keep an eye on where this goes. Sorting this out and what happens in court will be very interesting to watch. Hang with us coming up. The mailbag. Plus, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. No Trump? Does it tank the ratings for the debate on Fox on Thursday, 855-266-5283?
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now, don't just walk away.
I am a progressive who gets things done for people.
All right, that was Hillary Clinton, a little slice of Hillary talking about being progressive. There was supposedly, as I was looking at some reports on this, there was some boos in the crowd that had gathered, boos that were emerging from that and didn't like the whole idea of her saying that she was progressive. Because remember, that's the Bernie tag and that's the opposite of what I believe the people looking to Hillary Clinton, in as far as Democrats are concerned, want in her. Or maybe some don't care, but I'd say the majority, that's his deal. So with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, it's amazing what's happened in Iowa. You know, that whole neck and neck thing, it's that close to call. So Cruz won, as we've been talking about, trumping Trump and Rubio, but Clinton and Sanders are still in that dead heat. I checked as we stepped away, and nothing has changed there. It's just too close to call. They have to make sure every single vote is in these caucuses. And I've said it, and I'm going to say it again. 60,000 votes. Iowa Republican voters broke the mark that was set in 2012 by 60,000 votes. So I think the late deciders, too, and the big turnout, because even for the Democrats, have really turned the tide. And it's interesting, there was a big turnout from the evangelicals, not a surprise necessarily, but I think that certainly helped Ted Cruz. And, you know, it's interesting because Marco Rubio, one of the things that he said when he spoke, he talked about, you know, Hillary Clinton and the, you know, pretty much throwing in the whole email thing that she wouldn't be president and how that would be just wrong and it wouldn't be the America we know pretty much. But Clinton is continuing to defend the emails, and now there is the fact that you've got some officials that are anonymously telling news people that Clinton's emails had operational intel. We know that because we kept hearing that, but it's just been said again that they were too damaging to national security to release the operational intelligence that was there, that was could have easily been hacked into. But will there be any charges? I mean, we keep coming back to the same thing. The Clinton campaign is calling the 22 top secret emails to be released. But here's the thing. The State Department is saying it's not really our call because this came from other agencies. They have the call. The State Department doesn't have the authority to release the emails. And I don't think that Secretary Clinton, their people are saying, really understands that, knows that. That it's not up to them. So where does this go? Because there's plenty of time for this to sink Hillary Clinton if it continues to go down this path where there could be charges. I mean, there's a question for you. If she's neck and neck with Bernie Sanders, is she even going to be in the race? Or no, this will all go over and that's it. It could. I mean, this will all just wash away like a tsunami. Just like Benghazi, it's here, it's gone, and despite the cries to keep it relevant, if they don't want to charge her, they don't feel like they can charge her and make it stick, then they won't. But what about underlings? Would an underling be charged? Now that would be pretty interesting. Coming up on the show, we're going to fill you in with the odds and ends of the day. Besides Iowa, believe it or not, there were a few moments in time that made me just kind of gasp as I was driving around. And they have to do with money and rich people. Oh, what could it be? What could it be? I'm not going to tell you. And don't forget, too, this is a quick reminder. I want to make sure I do this. We do have Nail the Score for the Super Bowl. Nail the Score. That's coming up in our next show. In our second hour, final segment, your chance to win a computer from us here at America Tonight. If you correctly nail the score on the head, pick the team. It's the Panthers or the Broncos. Not easy to do. I think overwhelmingly, I'm just going to throw this in, just like the politics, the popularity contest, I think the popular vote is really kind of going the way of Denver because of Peyton Manning, 39, ooh, last chance, ride into the sunset like John Elway did. Wouldn't that be fantastic? And not as much love for the Panthers. But I still think there are people that are rooting for the Panthers, certainly everyone in the Carolinas and beyond the Carolina border, both north and south. However, I just think it's because of Manning and the Broncos getting shellacked 2 years ago. Maybe that's also part of it, that most of the conversation has been over the Broncos, believe it or not, the Broncos. Yeah. Groundhog Day 2, even though I was going to save this for the next segment, I'll mention this. What happens February 2nd? Punxsutawney Phil. Will we be enjoying Punxsutawney? Happy about what Punxsutawney decides to do or furious? Will he emerge from his winter den? You know, the superstition, as you all know, is if he sees his shadow as he leaves his burrow, there will be 6 more weeks of winter weather. If the groundhog does not see his shadow, you can expect an early spring. Yay! Raise your hand if you're for an early spring. I have my special infrared glasses. I'm thinking early spring. It sounds good to me. For some of you that were socked by the snows that have hit, especially the Northeast, when they had that ridiculous amount of snow, I just have a feeling some of you would vote for spring to be sprung a little bit earlier. All right, let's bounce back to the Iowa caucuses, and what does this show us? Cruz with the win, and he's deeply religious. He talks about it. He certainly can court the evangelical vote, no question about it. And he jumped over Donald Trump. And you think Donald Trump skipped the last debate on Fox? There was so much made about that. And he said, I have all the numbers and it doesn't matter. And then in the end, you know that Roger Ailes is probably puffing on a cigar somewhere, liking the fact that Trump did not win Iowa, because that's a, I told you so. If you had gone to the debate, it might have been a different finish. And then how much beating up of Ted Cruz, and he's a Canadian, and what about the birth certificate, and he really, I don't think that's really right. And that whole thing with really kind of smashing Cruz a lot, that could have backfired. I think kind of the combination of both might have soured a few of those extra votes that could have, you know, gone his way. And as for Hillary Clinton, the trust factor for Hillary Clinton, exit polls showed this, is so low. I think Benghazi, coupled with the emails and some of the responses, that's put her in a situation where you have someone like Bernie Sanders who isn't challenging on the emails. He could have tried to bring those up, but he left it alone. But look, they're locked in a virtual dead heat. So what does that tell you? Who should be more panicked, or should anyone even be panicked by it? And the answer, of course, is Hillary Clinton's people. Once again, after 2008, this is her shot. This is it. I mean, this is her last shot at becoming president, no matter what. No matter who has the momentum, no matter what's going on with the Republicans, just in the Democratic House, this is it for Hillary Clinton. There's no running again after this time around. So, too close to call. Still too close to call. And like I say, not necessarily good news for the Clinton folks who are trying what they can do to maneuver Hillary Clinton and make her around and make her more palatable. And they actually have done an okay job of that. But the fact that people are calling her a liar and all of that, just where they're screaming things out, is doesn't bode well. And this is what we're seeing in action. That's what we're seeing in action. Now, not everybody was happy with the results. Carson had 9% of the votes, and Carson is accusing Cruz, the camp, his posse, of foul play, because he's saying they told voters that Carson was dropping out. And Carson says that his people told people he's dropping out, so vote for Cruz. False rumors at caucus sites. He said he was incensed at the results of Monday night's Iowa caucuses, accusing Cruz of spreading the falsehoods about him at those sites, saying it's a dirty trick. It's the kind of thing that irritated me enough to get into this quagmire. Ooh. You know, even what happened is Congressman Steve King from Iowa, who was campaigning with Ted Cruz during the day, tweeted out, Carson looks like he is out. Iowans need to know before they vote. Most will go to Cruz. Wow. Oh, that's not good. That is dirty pool, huh? Hang with us.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Your turn is to play my case. No risk to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble. It's trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I just turn my back down. I'm in trouble. It's trouble now.
Kids and I decided that it would be an extreme poverty indeed if the Democratic Party only had two candidates to choose from.
All right, Martin O'Malley says adios. He is out of the race. I mean, look, it's deadlocked between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. He knew that very few people were going to caucus for him, or as people did. He's a nice guy. Certainly seems like a nice guy, right? Just on based on what we've seen, he was the mayor of Baltimore, the governor of Maryland right now, and bravo for him for sticking in when it was clear it was a two-person race and just kind of hanging around. And anybody who's a public servant who burns it up, who I think is pretty decent, even if I don't agree with their ideology or the way they vote or how they handle some things, I think deep down, and because I know people who have covered O'Malley, they give him pretty decent marks. I mean, politicians are politicians, but they say some pretty decent things about Martin O'Malley. So hats off to O'Malley, who is out of this. You know, We have a new, I'm going to call him, an intern waiting to be moved up in the ranks at the powerful GCN network. He's at the mothership right now. His name is Brad Canaber. Can I please have Brad Canaber jump on the mic live with us now for all of America to hear?
Oh, hello there.
Hi, Brad Canaber. And once again, so people know your background, at GCN, really, they should just throw parties for musicians because everybody is a musician. I'm learning to play, even myself, I'm learning to play as well, the ukulele. So do you play any instruments?
I do. I'm kind of a drum guy, to be honest, and piano. Mm. But I just never figured out the guitar.
A drum guy. So who's your favorite drummer?
Oh, man. There's so many. Let me
so
see.
So many?
Yeah.
Let's go old school.
I don't have a favorite drummer.
You don't have a favorite drummer? No. You can't, like Don Henley from
Eagles? Yeah, he's pretty cool. All right. That's a good one. That's really
okay,
good.
Okay, so I gave you your favorite drummer.
Yeah. Any singing drummers, I guess. Those are the
best. And he has a great voice no matter what. Yeah. Even now today, he has a great voice.
For
okay.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, so we like Brad Canaber. Thanks, Brad.
Oh, it's so good to be here. Thank you.
I love that. So really what they should do is they should just fly in all our favorite listeners and they should just throw a big concert. Everybody who's running the boards, everybody who's producing, doing all the things they do, the people at GCN, we should just turn them loose. Right? The GCN band, the GCN jam, the first annual. Then every year, the first GCN jam, and then we could have an annual jam. And Brad Canaber could be on the drums. Oh, any musicians with these politicians who are running, you know, I don't even really know that. As much as I know, well, we know Bill Clinton back in the day, he played the sax. But there's, that I'm aware of, there isn't any of the people that are running that are big-time musically inclined. I'll just put it that way. I wouldn't say that they couldn't have dabbled. Somebody could have been a dabbler in the crew that I'm not aware of. Let's put it that way. You know, so much is going to be made, I think, of Jeb Bush, and when is he going to step out? Is he going to be dig his heels in? I mean, what can they do? If in these caucuses and primaries, people are not caucusing for him, they're not voting for him in the primary, I mean, the Republican Party can do what they want, but kingmakers are going to be slayed. And if he's not getting it, he's not getting it. I read an interesting story in the Weekly Standard that Jeb, if you wanted to figure it out, I love these little tricky things, and I said this segment was going to be a little bit about money. Jeb spends $2,884 per Iowa vote. Yeah. So he got 5,165 votes in Iowa, 2.8% of the Republican turnout, sixth place in the caucuses. Wow. Bush spent $14.9 million in Iowa, all coming from Bush's super PAC. When does the money dry up? When do the big boys say, oh, we love you, we back the establishment, we owe your family, but we just can't do it anymore? Because you're just not going to go anywhere. By the way, with 97% of the caucus sites reporting Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders still locked in a dead heat. In a dead heat. Turn on the coffee. It's going to be a long night. All right. Other money things worth mentioning. David Bowie. I think I said this on the air when David Bowie died. You think of his music, but he was a solid business guy. He knew what he was doing financially. He leaves $100 million in an estate to his family. You know, the estate is $100 million worth that. So he's got two kids, Duncan and Alexandria. And he has a will that he filed a long time ago that's up to date. So the bulk goes to the kids and to the wife. It makes sense, right? That's how much that he is worth. And he also put some money on, or some love, showered some love on a longtime assistant who got $2 million, a one-time nanny got $1 million, and, you know, good for him. Sad. Died on January 10th, 69 years old. as he fought the Big C and lost his battle eventually. Another money kind of story for you. Another one that I happened to come across that I thought was kind of interesting is this, is that, you know, Monday night football used to be all the rage, right? But Thursday night football, because in America, we have Thursday night football. We have Saturday football at times, right? We have Sunday football, Monday night football. The NFL cut a deal for Thursday night football, and Thursday night football is now going to be on NBC and CBS. And they say it is an enormous deal that was cut. Because, you know, these rights fees are huge. So they agreed to pay about $450 million combined each year to air Thursday night games over the next 2 years. Each network will broadcast 5 Thursday night games each season. So they pretty much split it. So it'll be up to 10 games in 2016 and 2017. That's up from 8 games in 2014 and 2015. Wow. And the NFL Network will just simulcast the games being aired on those two networks. So once again, they up the price of the programming. Whew. Think about what that is per game. What would that be per game? $40 million, something like that. Oh, licensing fees. They're going to have to make it up through ads, TV subscriber fees, whatever the sources of revenue, I guess, that they can pull in. But that is a huge, huge deal. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, said that the league is looking forward to expanding with a digital partner for what will be a unique tri-cast on broadcast cable and digital platforms. Ooh, that's curious. Twitter? You know, let's just watch the game. Let's watch the game on Twitter. I don't know. Facebook? Oh, that would be wild if it was Facebook. That doesn't make any sense. Needless to say, those are some pretty big numbers. And splitting that was smart, I think, of both of the networks to do that. Tough to make up that ad revenue. I mean, you can make it up, but sometimes you just break even, you know what I mean? Hey, thanks to all of you, you and you, for listening to America Tonight. Thanks to Brad Knobber and Patrick Eggdorf. What a combo. They sound like rock musicians, don't they? For their work on the technicals. See ya.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.